Welcome to a world where powerful champions of good protected humanity from dark forces of evil. A world where good triumphed over evil, leaving the remaining superheroes and supervillains with, well, not much to do, actually. These are the stories of extraordinary people with extraordinary abilities leading ordinary lives among the humans they protected, as they all find themselves in superhuman times. Join us now as Prometheus Radio Theater presents The Superhuman Times Story, True North.
Let's see. Should be just past these trees. Wow. Those mountains, they're just like I always imagined them. Majestic, towering. God, it's so beautiful here, so peaceful. I could stay here forever. If I could live inside a postcard.
Howard! Howard, are you there? Howard?
Yes, Darla, I'm right here. I know you need the numbers. I'm trying to wrap them up now, but my idiot boss keeps calling me about them.
Those numbers aren't just for the meeting, Howard. Those numbers are the meeting.
Numbers are the...
What?
Oh, no, my speakerphone's been acting up as all. Haven't had time to call support because I've been working on this.
Not that I doubt your work, you know. After all, God, has it really been 6 years?
10.
Doesn't seem that long ago, does it?
Time flies when your nose is up the senior vice president's.
Howard, are you still there?
Yes, Darla.
Thank God. Things are crazy enough. I mean, there's the meeting. My new desk is being delivered God knows when. The movers still haven't called with the time. What do you know? There goes line two. Must be destiny. I'll look for those numbers after lunch. You're a lifesaver, Howard.
Lifesaver? Can't be talking about my life. Should have been a trucker. Could have traveled across the country. Could have seen the Rocky Mountains and the Golden Gate Bridge and the White House and all those places in the postcard you sent me. And I'm talking to you again. Of course, with pictures of you and Dad all over my desk, I guess that's natural. You got to see the world, do special things. I just wish I could have done more with my own life, been more. I don't blame you guys for how I turned out. I just wish...
No, I don't.
Well, if I had to inherit anything from you, why couldn't... You finished that, Howard North. How may I help you?
Howard? Troy Drake. Just wanted to make sure we're still on for lunch at 1.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Drake. I almost forgot.
If you're busy today, we can...
Not a chance. I just lost track of time. Busy day. I'll grab my jacket and be there in Mr. Drake?
Yes, Howard.
You're sure you wouldn't prefer to meet someplace else? You know, your office, a restaurant, maybe?
Well, under normal circumstances, we probably would, Howard. But I think your mother really wanted to be on hand.
Okay, I'll meet you at Mom's in 15 minutes. Bye.
Bye.
If I can find Mom. This looks familiar. Hard to tell at this time of year with the leaves.
You haven't been back here since...
Since the funeral. Here, I think. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever get used to seeing Mom's name on a grave marker.
I know. But there's comfort in knowing that she's at your father's side again.
Veronica North, beloved wife and mother. Curtis North, loving husband and father. doesn't seem to say enough about them, does it, Mr. Drake?
Funny you should mention that, Howard. That's exactly why I wanted to see you. Now that your mother's estate is in order, I have one last duty to perform on her behalf. She wanted me to... Well, you should probably sit down.
That bench over there okay?
Fine, fine.
Feels like the service was just yesterday.
Beautiful service. Impressive turnout. Your parents had many friends.
Yeah, I remember meeting them. They all looked pretty robust for senior citizens. I mean, tall, even powerful looking. They all said they used to work with her. I didn't know she ever had a job.
That's one way of putting it. Shall we?
You were saying something from Mom?
Yes, what she called a few parting gifts for you. She asked me to wait until 6 months after her death to give you time to adjust. This one's the first.
She wrote me a letter?
She told me about what's in there, but I didn't open it. I assumed it was private, just for you.
Well, let's not keep Mom waiting any longer.
Hello, sweetheart. I hope you're well. As well as can be expected under the circumstances. You're probably very curious about this letter and the other items I've given to Troy, so I'll get right to it. There are things about us, about me, your dad, and you, that you should know. We should have told you sooner, but we never found the right time to do it together, and I don't know if I'll ever have the right words.
Say, what's that? In your briefcase?
Oh, gift number two. Here, you may as well see it now.
Mom left me a magazine? Holy cow! I've never seen a copy of the Superhuman Times this old before. Must be at least 25, 30...
Check out that couple on the cover.
Exclusive. A Compass and Beyondra. She knows the future, he knows the way there. Now get to know them. Mom? Dad?
Surprised?
I always wondered when she'd get around to telling me. When I was young, the world was
full of superhumans. Heroes, villains, all kinds. And I was one of them. Well, not right away.
Look, up there! Sky Tiger actually hit Salmonoid!
Ain't easy to dent that cybernetic head.
Boom, baby! That's my man, Staminoid, whipping out the laser arm.
Yo, check out Sky Tiger's laser!
I was about 19 when I realized what I could do.
Staminoid, look out! This guy's faster than anything you... Oh! Staminoid's hit! He's... Wait, no he isn't. But I saw that guy, and he... Like he's doing now. Staminoid! Dive left! Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
Staminoid.
In the flesh, well, 68.9% of it.
Are you all right?
Nothing I can't fix, miss. I was just curious. How did you know which direction Sky Tiger was going to fire?
I swear, I saw him fire. I saw him hit you. Then, but you were okay when I... When I stopped doing whatever I did.
Sounds like some timely clairvoyance on your part. Ever happened before?
Never.
Well, if it happens again, please contact me through Defense One headquarters. We could use someone like you watching our backs. Night.
And I could do it again. I couldn't see far enough to make a fortune, gambling or investing, but just far enough to make a difference. So a year later, I made it official. A few trips to the thrift store, a little sewing, a wig, and a mask to hide my identity, and... I am Beyondra. She who sees beyond. Hey, it sounded catchy when I was 22. And Staminoid was right. Defense One welcomed me with open arms. Before I knew it, I was part of the big fight. Good versus evil, 24/7. Paradox, they'll be coming at you from the right.
I'm on it, B. Ha ha!
Quick, Celestine, jump 10 feet forward. Now. Now!
Oh, Tank! Son of a...
Which one's he, red or blue?
Doesn't matter, Circuit Breaker. All I see is the explosion.
What's running, B? Red or blue?
It doesn't matter which one you cut. The bomb's gonna go. Get out of there! Get... Circuit Breaker? Circuit Breaker! Gary?
Hey, you know it better than use street names on the comm. Great work, sister.
It was so exciting and so exhausting. The break room at Defense One HQ was practically my apartment. I spent so much time there. Hey, guys. Please tell me we still have tea in the cabinet.
Allow me, please.
Oh.
I was about to nuke a mug for myself. Had a heck of a time finding the tea bags.
Thanks. So you're the new guy, aren't you? The compass. The man who never gets lost couldn't find a tea bag?
I wasn't lost. The tea bag was. Your mug?
Huh? Sure. Thanks.
Rough day?
Close call. Kind of my specialty. It can be draining.
I was just getting ready to heat mine. Join me?
Sure.
How long have you been here?
36 hours, I think.
I meant with Defense One.
Oh, 2.5 years last Thursday.
Like it?
Helping good people do good things? What's not to...
Oh, 36-hour shifts, maybe?
Sorry. It's not always this brutal. Usually it's just depressive. Sometimes I think I should have been an air traffic controller. Less pressure.
I know what you mean. I thought of giving up this racket after my first few months. But I always seem to find my way back.
I've only known you 5 minutes and I can see your future.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's not in comedy. And that's how I met the compass. Curtis North, your dad. Once Curtis blazed a trail, he never forgot it. A flawless sense of direction may not sound like much of a superpower, but you wanted him around when you were exploring a completely unknown place for the first time. Like a complex system of caves full of laser-packing troglodytes.
Two rights, three lefts, 1,000 feet forward. Go right here.
Sorry, I didn't say. Before we... Duck!
What? Nothing!
That's more like it.
Next right.
Got it.
Left at the fork.
No, go right.
Dead end.
Go right now.
Wow, I would have led them straight to the surface. No telling what they'd have done out here.
Now they're sealed in, and we got a faster way out.
Wow.
What? Is my face bleeding? What are you looking at?
Just my future.
What?
Sorry. I wanted to try and surprise you.
You didn't. But that's okay. It's nice to meet a guy who doesn't have to ask directions in any sense.
Now you're just...
About a year later, we...
Howard?
Howard.
Hmm?
Excuse me, but you knew? You knew about your parents all this time?
Oh, yeah. When I was packing to leave home for college, I borrowed an old suitcase they must have forgotten about. I found their costumes in it.
And you never asked them about that?
No. I just hid them somewhere else. I respected their privacy. Figured they'd tell me when they were ready. Not that knowing would have made a difference.
What do you mean?
Well, don't get me wrong, Mr. Drake. I love my folks. It's just that when I learned who they were, I thought I'd be able to do more with my life. Help people like they did. But I didn't inherit any of my parents' abilities. I'm normal. A freak.
You mustn't.
Instead of helping people, I sit in a cubicle and crunch meaningless numbers 10 hours a day just to pay my bills. The only sights I've seen are on the postcards my folks and friends sent me during their vacations. It's pretty disappointing for the son of two superhumans, huh?
Your parents never sounded disappointed when they talked about you, Howard. Does your mother sound disappointed in that letter?
Well, no, but there are 3 more pages to go. About a year later,
we got married in a nice, quick civil service.
How's that for a wedding, baby? Kiss the bride and start an earthquake.
Holy... Look at the size of that ship!
Oh, God. Why couldn't it have been an earthquake? Why did it have to be...
Look up there! It's Malvolio! Knocked! Knocked! What does he want?
Malvolio knocked! Run! Run!
Fellow citizens, this is Malvolio Nacht. Through the efforts of my best spies and interrogators, it has come to my attention that a number of superhumans, led by those belonging to the organization known as Defense One, plan a massive attack against me and my forces.
Crap.
So much for the offensive.
For decades, I have offered the so-called heroes a reasonable compromise. I would rule, and they would let me. I find their latest counterproposal unacceptable. Unfortunately, they will have more to deal with than the guns here aboard the Nacht Terror, as I will be firing those guns at you to inflict substantial collateral damage, unless the heroes can save you and challenge me. I sincerely regret any inconvenience. Goodbye.
Ronnie! Up there! They're already responding!
This is it, people. All or nothing. Give them all you got.
Away! Damn it, Curtis. Why the hell didn't I see him coming?
Don't start that. You couldn't see it.
That was close, lady. Thanks.
You couldn't have seen far enough ahead for us to stop him.
Even a few minutes might. And then, in the middle of that mayhem, that's when I had the vision. First one where I saw myself. I was lying on my back somewhere. Looked like a hospital. A delivery room. And I was holding you, Howard. I knew I wasn't pregnant, and I'd never seen a head that far before. But I knew that I was looking at our baby.
Baby? Baby?
What?
You okay, baby? You scared me.
I'm fine, sweetie. You should get to HQ.
What about you?
I can do more good down here, keeping people out of harm's way. A boarding party could use you to get off the Nacht Terror if things get hairy.
But...
Go!
Don't die. I've only been a husband for 10 minutes. I'm not ready to be a widower.
I'm not ready to be a widow. Go! I didn't tell him about my vision. Since I wasn't pregnant, I knew there would be time. Time for us to be together and raise a family. But there was no time to think about it then. I was too busy shoving people out of the way before they got hit by one of Nacht's blasts or from falling debris. I couldn't save everyone. But at least I got a few of the injured to the hospital. While there was a hospital. I waited for the dust to clear, see if there was anyone I could help somehow. Then... the building was still shuddering from that direct hit, creaking and crumbling all over the place, but I made it to what was left of the maternity ward in the birthing suite. Most of the room's ceiling had collapsed onto the bed. The mother was buried under it all. Next to the bed, on the floor, under a wall, was the father. It looked like he managed to protect their baby from debris. I could see his fingers trembling as he tried to hold the baby.
Help!
Hang on!
Please, help!
Let me try and move this!
No! Too late for us. Save our baby. Please!
Is there anyone I can call? Any family who can take... I had time to grab just two things out of that room, and you were one of them. I held you as tightly as I could and ran. Flaps knocked me off my feet. As I rolled over onto my back, I saw that you were in my lap. A little dusty, but so beautiful. Just like the first time I saw you. Well, since so many records were destroyed in the attack, we had no way to locate your next of kin. So nobody asked any questions when Curtis and I applied for a duplicate birth certificate a few weeks after the battle. And you know how that ended, of course. It took all day, but Defense One and hundreds of other heroes finally beat Nacht back. But we weren't the ones who finally got rid of him.
This week in the Superhuman Times, Malvolio Nacht blackmailed. What drove Earth's would-be conqueror off the planet? Could the answer be an even bigger threat? What new villains will replace him, and will our heroes be ready? It's all in the Superhuman Times, where everyone's story is a story for our times. On sale now.
That was the start of the big shakeout. Lots of wannabes tried to succeed where Nacht failed. But the heroes took care of them within a few years. And while we were doing that, the human authorities were handling the human criminals without our help.
Freeze! You're under...
arrest. Oh. Carry on, officers.
Away!
Soon, we asked ourselves, what do superheroes do in a world without supervillains? And vice versa. Well, aside from helping out in the occasional natural disaster, some found inventive ways to use their talents.
As Obliterix, he wanted your allegiance. Now he wants your vote. Robert Kresge for City Council.
I'm Robert Kresge, and I approve this message.
Some embrace the future by reliving the past.
And every story in there is true?
Oh, you betcha. I wouldn't sign anything that wasn't Klobberman's true comic stories. Here you go, kiddo.
Most were content just to fit in with the people they used to protect.
Hey, I need a weld on this beam.
I'll take it. Where?
Over here. Hey, where's your torch? Whoa, guess you won't be needing safety goggles for those eyes.
Some couldn't embrace the changes, or wouldn't. It took close to 20 years. We all learned to live together. We had to. Curtis was lucky. He was able to do something he loved.
Welcome to Topics in Advanced Cartography. I'm Professor Curtis North. And if you think this course will be an easy A, the first map I show you will direct you to the door.
I did something I loved, too.
While other superhumans were still looking for their place after the big shakeout, we'd already found ours with you. You showed us how wonderful it was to be human.
To be normal.
Imagine that.
You're probably wondering, why didn't you ever tell me this before? Duh, Mom. I could say that we didn't want any old enemies using you to avenge themselves, but there was a more selfish reason. We were tired of being special. We wanted to raise a normal human child, one who wouldn't inherit our powers and do something foolish with them, or feel like some kind of misfit or freak. Everything you accomplished in life, you accomplished without powers. No matter how unimportant those things may have seemed to you, you always made us proud.
True. Very true.
I'm writing this on the day we buried your father. We'd planned to tell you all of this together, but whoever thought
that the man who couldn't get lost would get Alzheimer's? I never saw that coming.
At least he wasn't incapacitated for long.
Yes. I keep telling myself it's because he knew the fastest way out.
I wish I could take more time off from work, help you get Dad's affairs squared away.
That's why we've kept Troy Drake on retainer all these years. Let him earn his fee.
I miss him.
Life will be very different without him. We did so much together. Which reminds me of something I need to do when we get back to the house after folks leave.
Can I help?
No, I just have to write a few things down while they're still fresh in my head. Special memories. I guess you'd call it a love letter. I hope you will. Well, now you know everything. If there's any more to be learned, I left something with Troy that might help. Aside from you, it was all I could save from your natural parents at the hospital. I grabbed the closest thing so you could have something of theirs. I hope it helps you find out more about them and yourself, if you want to. Sorry we didn't tell you about all of this sooner, Howard.
If you do learn more about them, I just hope you won't be disappointed in us.
Howard?
I'm okay, Mr. Drake. Just wasn't expecting that, you know?
Of course.
My mom says that you have something else for me?
Yes, from the hospital. Right here.
A truck? A toy truck?
A key fob. She told me your natural father wore a hat with the same logo as the one on the truck. We guessed he was a...
a trucker! Look at the label on the truck!
Happy 5th anniversary with Destiny Trucking. Destiny can move you in every direction. Cute memento, but I don't know how useful it'll be to you.
Mr. Drake, I think Mom could see farther into the future than she imagined.
I'm calling to find out where those numbers are. I'm calling to find out where you are. A 2.5-hour lunch on a day when... See me when you decide to come back. I think we need to talk about your future with Infinisat.
Sure, Darla. Right after I print out my resignation.
I wish I could see now if or how anything I've told you will affect your future, Howard. But everyone follows a different road to their destiny.
Destiny Dispatch, this is 755 checking in.
Dispatch 755, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about an hour outside of Denver, pulling over for a break.
Thought I'd take a breather, watch the sun come up over the Rockies. I should still make it to the customer's house in Denver a little early.
Ahead of schedule again? You gotta share your secret roadmaps with us someday, Howie.
No secret, dispatch. Guess I inherited my dad's sense of direction. I'll check in again in about 45 minutes. 755 clear.
Enjoy the view, Howie. Destiny dispatch clear.
Wow, those mountains. Just like I always imagined them. I should send Darla a postcard of them.
One thing I do know is that your road will lead you somewhere special. Just like the road that led me to you. With all my love, past, present, and future. Mom.
Prometheus Radio Theater has presented the Superhuman Times story, True North, written by Lance Woods and starring John Sheeler as Howard North, Cindy Shockey as Darla, Marty Gear as Troy Drake, Cindy Woods as Veronica North, Renfield as Curtis North, and John Weber as Malvolio Nacht. Also featured were Eli Center, Paul Balzay, Renee Wilson, Ethan Wilson, and Steve Wilson. Superhuman Times is created by Lance Woods. I'm June Swords for Prometheus Radio Theater.